What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTeglia along with the Cajun Cannon and Bobby Hebert. We're live at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll be on until 8 o'clock tonight, and he's with us each and every Monday night here at this time, Mr. Dave Hilbert. Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, man, good. Good to be here.
Man, I saw the Facebook deal. Nobody got the slipper money.
No, man, nobody got the slipper on Thursday, and now it is $60,000 cash if you get that slipper. So at 8 o'clock, we're going to get one person to go out. I think we're down to 17 slippers now. And so, you know, chances are getting closer and closer. Somebody's going to wind up getting that slipper.
Cash money.
So cash money.
Oh, cash money, homie.
They have 500 in free play on all of them but one. And one of them says Progressive, and that Progressive gets you $60,000 cash.
So how many weeks has this went along?
It started off at 27. So, you know, we've been through about 10 weeks. It's going to go to Thanksgiving evening.
Somebody doesn't win.
That's right. Thanksgiving evening, or if somebody gets it, we'll recycle it and do it again. Put out 27 more slippers and do it again.
So somebody doesn't get it, though.
Chance, when we did this before, somebody got, you know, like on the, at the 20th time, and we had, you know, seven left, and we just put them all together again and redid it.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh. So that's exciting.
Right. It is exciting. And also, too, I did mention it last week, but we always have a gift that we give away on 7 p.m. Sundays through Thursdays. And this time we have a nice generator. It's one of those quiet generators. So anyway,
just a portable
2,300 watts. No, it's for 2,300 watts. It'll power mom's refrigerator and a couple cell phones and a window unit.
So that's a good promo in storm season.
Oh, yeah, man. They have a free play option, but everybody takes a generator.
Would think.
Well, yeah, man, you don't want to be without one.
Not this time of the year. You don't have a home generator. I'll take that one to run my refrigerator, freezer, and AC. That'll do the trick.
Exactly.
Dave, tell everybody a little bit, too, on Thursday nights here. Yeah, you have Jeep night and also live music. Right?
Yeah, we have Jeep, classic car, and motorcycle night. And if the weather's nice, it's always packed with probably 200 vehicles and about 500 people. Always have a nice classic rock band or country band outside. The bar's open. Then inside from 7 to 9, we have line dancing lessons, which has become very, very popular.
Well, I bet you're a good line dancer.
I didn't see him on the video. I saw the boss lady was on the video.
The boss lady, that's why we're doing line dancing lessons. Exactly right. And we have a great little instructor, KK, out of Picayune. And in the course, at 8 o'clock, we have the drawing for the slipper.
So what I heard somebody like hollering at, like, "Hey, Twinkle Toes!" I heard they must have saw your moves and stuff. So.
But I saw the videos. I ain't seen him yet.
Oh, but Dave's saving himself.
The last dance.
Yeah, the last dance. Yeah, I'm going to show you how it's really done.
He's like Bill Murray in Stripes. Yeah. I'm just pacing myself.
And Dave, it's almost the last dance before the season starts.
I know.
We got Sean Payton on Saturday. Are you optimistic right now, or are you kind of waiting to see?
Well, just kind of wait and see. I mean, obviously, we hadn't had a quarterback that just, you know, that stood out yet. I mean, they're all, both of them were kind of easy. You know, I'll tell you, Bobby, that Spencer Rattler, you know, he's kind of a dark-skinned guy. He almost looks Cajun like you, man.
He's an alley cat. He's mixed.
Right, and he's got that real focused look like you did when you were a saint.
No, he's a competitor. I tell you what.
No, he's a tough dude now.
Exactly.
I think both him and Tyler Shuck, because even though Tyler Shuck's a rookie, he's old rookie. They're not overwhelmed. The offensive line just needs to freaking block. I'm telling you, if we block up front, I think – I'm not saying they're going to the Pro Bowl or they're all-pro, but they will have success. I truly believe that. You might say, we need a veteran quarterback. No, we got to see if one of these guys work out. And if not, and if we don't have a successful season, then you keep drafting a quarterback till you find one. That's what, I mean, I said this. I don't even know, but you got to let it play out. I don't even know if the future quarterback's even on the team. You don't know, but he could be on the team. Do they take advantage of the opportunity? But, Mike, don't you agree with that? You got to keep, okay, if all of a sudden, you look at the Commanders, how much they're struggling. All of a sudden, they get Jane Daniels. So look what they
kind of changed the world.
Yes.
Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, what they were doing before Joe.
That's why I'm saying I'm nothing against Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler. They might be the guy. But let's say it don't quite work out, and we're picking high. What I mean by that, I know one, two, three or something. Look at the Titans. How they now? They hoping Cam
they got
Ward,
the quarterback.
Yeah, Cam Ward
Man
works out.
Can play.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. We don't know what the future's gonna be holding for the Saints, but you got to get that position right. But to give Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler an opportunity, the offensive line that has to be a strength for us. That's what we invested in the draft. That's what's frustrating.
You got all those first round picks, four, and then a second round pick in McCoy. You know, man.
He plays like the highest first round.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and that's a big thing. And then the following side, the week one, Bob, you got to explain him that week zero stuff. He don't quite get it.
Yeah.
But week one, think about it, starts off Texas, Ohio State, Alabama, Florida State, and then the finale, LSU, Clemson.
Man,
and it's packed in here for those games.
Oh yeah, man, it's gonna. There's a lot of anticipation.
That's like the playoffs before the playoffs,
man.
You know,
exactly. Like,
but that TV love that. They love that. All the eyes want to see that.
And Bob, something we had heard, but Coach O kind of made it public today that he got the itch to coach again. I know he said, man, because he's told me and you that, man, I don't want to be in no cold weather city. I don't want to be cold, but, man, sometimes I feel as though I could coach again. And today he sort of broke it that, I got the itch to coach
hanging
again.
Out in Miami.
Yeah, well,
Miami.
He ain't cold there.
No.
I know that.
He just probably experienced, if you had a choice, would you rather be in Syracuse or Miami? Hello. And so he coached up in Syracuse, so he can handle it.
If South Bend was actually in the South, he'd be at Notre Dame. But South Bend is up north, and it gets cold up there.
Yeah.
Because and Marcus Freeman are pretty close.
Partners.
But then he's like, man, Mike, I went over there for one game, and it was cold. Man, it was really cold.
Yeah, and I talked to FaceTime. So with T-Bow's FaceTiming me at lunchtime looking, and then he has Coach O with him. They were in Chicago, and I guess at Barstool Sports, Bebe was getting ready to make a gumbo.
No,
Coach O was making a gumbo on Barstool Sports. So I don't know what kind of gig they had going on, but they had T-Bob and Coach O getting ready to make a gumbo up in Chicago, Illinois. Yes, T-Bob can actually cook. I can eat.
I know Bebe can cook. I know Bebe can cook.
They can cook. But you know, you don't want to, your grandma and all. You don't want too many cooks in the kitchen. I said, that's fine with me. Y'all make a good meal.
And the plate's right here.
I can be the taster. I said, this is good.
And we want to tell everybody tomorrow afternoon, 5:35, Coach O will join us on Sports Talk. So we'll have Coach Ogeron on with us here on the Big 870. Dave, what else you got happening here? I know the kiosk is how most people gamble.
Yeah, we got brand new kiosks last week, so they're fast, hot, and of course they have live entertainment now every Friday and Saturday. We have a solo pool player. At the pool, we have a solo guitar player from 1 to 3 on Sunday. So it's a lot of stuff going on, and of course the live band out there in the parking lot on Thursday night.
Calm Grant down and talk about that blue crab. Calm his nerves about blue crab.
So Dave, this kiosk. What's the definition of a kiosk?
Well,
because they have the kiosk at the airport. When you have your confirmation number, you go to the kiosk.
You can gamble online.
So now you go to the kiosk.
You pull up your account. You check how much you pull up your account.
Okay. How much money you got.
If you have free play coming to you, you can download it right there. If you've got buffet passes, Blue Bayou Cop, you just download it right there. You can check how
the same company that that makes the kiosk at the airport, they make it at the casino.
Yeah, you know
that's
what
why
could
it's
be.
Kiosk.
Who never invented that? You know, who has that trademark?
That's a pretty good gig.
It's the way to say. But you know, now that's that most slot machines are basically just a computer.
Right.
A lot of the new slot machines are becoming a slot machine and a kiosk. You just press a button and poof, the screen turns into the kiosk.
Oh wow!
So you never have to get out of your chair for playing the slot machine.
But I got to get out of my chair, which I need. I got to walk around a little bit, but I get it. Man, the convenience of it today.
Yep.
Dave, if I'd have told you all this was in place 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, man.
You'd never believed it.
No, because when I started out in this business, you could hear the coins hitting there.
Yes. Now you don't hear that no more.
No, man. No. It's just absolutely amazing. Plus, you know, now that you have your Players Club card, it's computerized, you put your card in there, and, you know, that's how you get your comps, that's how you earn credits, get hotel rooms, you know, and it's a great system to have. It's down to a science.
I saw a lady from, I forget where, in Mississippi. She won 10 grand here. I think it was either Friday or Saturday.
Yeah. It happens all the time.
Man.
Those are the people that want to talk about it. A lot of people, when the money, they don't want to tell anybody.
That's
like rich people on the bayou. Man, what? I don't have no money. You know, you ask, what? I ain't got no money.
Well, we've had quite a few. This year, the Mississippi Gulf Coast gaming market is still booming. I think we've had $3 million winners at Coast Casinos, and so the Slipper's overdue. So if you're looking to win $1 million, come to the Slipper.
Oh, come to the Slipper.
I'm her next.
Well, don't tell my wife that, because she's somewhere here gambling.
Get ready, Grant.
Grant, you too.
Well, you're not going to win on a penny machine now.
No, you're not going to win $1 million off of that. You got to go in that progressive.
Exactly.
To do it there. Dave, come on down to the Silver Slipper.
Exactly.
Best buffet in the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Number one buffet. Exactly right. Number one steak restaurant. You got it.
So what, you got a crab every night, right?
A crab every single night. We absolutely do.
All right, Mr. Dave Elwood from the Silver Slipper. Come on down to the Silver Slipper. We come back. Big John's waiting. We'll go to him right after this break here on the Big 870 WWE.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Big John. Big John in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hope you're doing well.
Yes, Big John.
Big John.
We had a nice little ending to the game. I thought that was a nice, exciting thing for a preseason game.
It was very exciting.
With the cuts that are coming up, I think that the two big words that are going to be to watch for the Saints is the waiver wire. We've already traded Kalen Sanders for an offensive lineman. And, Mike, I'm going to steal one of your famous quotes that you like to say, is that this roster you see right now is not going to be the roster that we have on opening day against the Cardinals. There are players that are going to be dropped out there, cut out there, that we're going to be picking up.
Yeah, and I think, don't be surprised, maybe even a deal or two with a trade. But, I mean, they got to look at the waiver wire to kind of help a few areas.
Well, didn't that happen, Mike and Big John, like right? I'm a Sean Payton. Didn't they have like four or five that players weren't even in training camp?
Wasn't in training camp, and Sean's deal was, hey, they better than what I got.
Right, they play.
And Randy Mueller used to have a comment about dredging the bottom of the roster, constantly looking to get better in certain positions, depth-wise, talent-wise. And so I do suspect that once, even when you get down to that cut time, you're going to have guys that were not here during training camp be added to the roster, either via a trade or through the waiver wire.
Basically, guys, that's all I got. Short and sweet today. So, 8 days till the big cut, and go Tigers on August 30th.
Yeah, that is a big game, Big John. Man, I've never had this many calls before a college football game. I mean, I'm talking about even like 3 weeks ago, people trying to book you to preview LSU Clemson. That's how big this game is between these two teams, two top 10 teams with a lot on the line. And I really think Clemson, toughest team LSU play all year, and LSU will be the toughest team Clemson plays all year.
Yeah, and then, boy, it's just like you don't want to go anywhere. You got Texas, Ohio State. Now, I don't know about – I think Alabama –
I think Alabama going to take care of Florida State.
Florida State's behind. And so it's not – you know, you look at the name Florida State, but as far as Texas, Ohio State, and look at LSU Clemson, I don't think it gets any better than that.
So. Yeah, and, I mean, you know, so many new faces. When you think about – you had 14 guys drafted from Ohio State in the April draft, and three signed as free agents. And Tim Brando and other guys, they picked them to be number one again. That's a lot of overhaul
that's
on a roster.
Yeah. And then you look at Penn State, all the players they got coming back. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I didn't realize this till we went to Manning Passing Academy. Lil Arch told me this. He lost four of the five starting offensive linemen and the starting tight end. Gunnar Helm, who's not playing for the Titans. Kelvin Banks Jr. is playing for the Saints. But they got four new starters on their offensive line and a new starting tight end for Texas.
And look at the expectations.
And for a lot of people have voted them as the number one team in the country. And, man, a lot of weight on the back of Arch Manning.
A lot of
weight on that back.
Yeah, high expectations. And, Mike, you're talking about, and Big John, about, you know, you bring up the roster. Still, look how unsettled the tight end position is. When you go beyond Juwan Johnson, you look at the veteran Jack Stoll, but, you know, he took advantage and caught.
Welch made a hell of a catch. That was a really great throw, too.
A great throw, great catch. Now, that's not the Wyoming guy we thought would have success. He retired. Remember the one that made him the highest paid, free agent out of college? I think, I can't think of his name right now. With an H. The tight end from Wyoming last year.
Oh, yeah, I got you. From Colorado State.
Colorado State. That we thought that he would be We thought he would be the guy.
And then he quit football altogether.
Yeah, just retired. And then enough of that. But, Mike, you look at Welch with what he's been able to do. He must have been in somebody else's camp last year.
Yes, he was.
But that was a tough catch. And so that'll catch your attention, and, you know, and Shug was able to drop it right in there.
Now, great for Welch, but, man, I was hoping maybe the rookie from UCLA make a catch like that.
Yeah.
And
you look at that competition, like Jack Stoll.
He may well be a developmental player.
Yes. And then you look, he's kind of like the journeyman basketball player, Michael Jacobson. So then obviously Foster Morrow and Taysom Hill, that tight end is still a big question.
That's got to be something either through a trade or waivers. You got to upgrade that area.
Yeah.
You got to upgrade tight end.
Because you just, unless they know more about when Foster Morrow's coming back or potentially maybe Taysom Hill, you know. But that was the worst thing with Foster Morrow. He gets hurt the last game of the season.
That's a long rehab.
Yeah.
You know, when you get hurt that late in the season. Yep. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. Second guest, and we'll have on with us the president and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, Jay Cicero, with us right after this break here on the Big 870.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
WWL. Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Got a few minutes before we get Jess Cicero on with us. And, Bob, we talked about defensive line, offensive line for the Saints. One area the Saints have talent and depth, and that's along the defensive line. They got some talent along the offensive line, but you got virtually no depth at all there. And That's a big the biggest concern for me as right before the season starts.
Well, and you look at where we're at as far as, you know, we're talking about this. Can we run the ball or can we stop the run? And it wasn't that long ago. It was a mindset. You know how it'll be interesting to see. You know how we always take for granted when the top five are special teams? You know, like, what's the injury with JT Gray? That's another thing. How about who's our punter? Boy, I don't know. That's still wide open competition.
To me, Kai has really closed the gap on Burnup.
Yeah, so, I mean, look at that. I mean, now Coach Rizzi's in Denver with Sean. Coach Gallant, we're in the same scheme, but that'll be interesting to see if we're still in the top five.
And the reason Isaiah Stahlberg, man, that dude can play.
Yeah,
man, he is a really good special teams player. He's an undersized linebacker.
Kind of a hybrid. Yeah.
But he's an impact player on special teams.
Yeah, and in two games, he has like preseason games, he has five tackles. And four of them unassisted. But that one, he timed it perfect against Jaguars. Yeah. So I thought, oh, he might hit him too soon. But the reason why I bring that up, how we're taking it for granted, all top five, well, there was a case in point in time. Oh, we got one of the best run stuff and defenses, and it wasn't that long ago. The reason, Mike, I look at that, Mike, is that now that hasn't been the case in recent years, but, you know, if you look back not that far ago, they had a top five run defense four straight years. Now, not top ten, top five four straight years from 2018 to 21. But have been.
Ryan Nielsen was coaching the defensive line then, too.
But have been bottom 10 in each of the past three seasons. And then we all know the run defense just fell apart last season when we ranked one before last amongst only ahead of Carolina out of 32 stopping the run. Like, if you look, we started going down here, Mike. We were 24th and 22, 22nd and 23. Then last year, we were 31st. A one before last. But looking at what Coach Staley and their scheme, well, I'm optimistic. And look how they addressed it in the draft. Just look at their draft picks, like two third-round picks and a fourth-round selection. Look, the defensive tackle, Vernon Broughton, and then Jonas Sanker, the safety from Virginia, and then Stutzman. And then it's looking at Sanker and Stutzman, they can knock a snot bowl. Been known exceptionally run defenders. So I think that wasn't by accident how they were drafted. Come on, we got to be able to fill the hole, safety coming up, linebackers as far as being run stuffers. Now, I thought, and obviously God Shaw in free agency, giving them that big physical presence in the middle, which we were lacking last season. You look like Colin Saunders compared to, when you got God Shaw. Now, Nathan Shepard, Mike, Coach McVay got mad at him. He took Kyron, the running back now, the stud running back for the Rams.
For Williams?
Yeah, Kyron Williams, man, he slammed him.
Okay,
and you know, they weren't supposed to
tackle.
No, they weren't supposed to tackle. It wasn't like, but Nathan Shepard, he threw him down. I thought McVay was going to start a fight, and all that.
McVay better get somebody behind him.
And DeMario was like talking trash to him. But the reason why I bring that up, looking at Brandon Staley and the coaches they have, and one of them being defensive edge coach Jay Rogers, I like the couple of quotes they said. Brandon Staley said, the way we coach in the run game is, now, okay, this is how, in the meeting, let's say you're in a defensive meeting, so he's talking to all the line, the linebacker, safety, he says, the way we coach in the run game is the defensive linemen are taking care of it. Now they taking gotcha. Okay, defensive line, y'all taking care of the run game so that the guys behind the ball can just go find the ball and play instinctively and freely so they can fly around. Sideline to sideline.
I want to see the improvement with Brian Brisset as a run defender.
Right.
I know he can get up the field and cause havoc in the backfield. How much better can he get against the run?
Run support. Because we know he can rush the passer, led the team in sacks at 7.5. Now, the edge coach, Jay Rogers, says, Mike, I never heard this quote. This is pretty neat. And he's talking about run defense. He goes, the enemy of run defense is space. We want to take all the air out of the running back's running lanes and then finish on the ball carrier. So, like, oh, where am I going to go? Where am I going to go? There's nowhere to go. You're kind of almost like dancing that, hitting and getting it. So I thought that was like we want to take all the air out of the running back's lanes, and the enemy of the run defense is space. So you can't have no space because you can make that one cut, two cuts, and you're gone. Well, if there's nowhere to go, and that's
you
like...
You want every running back to try to bounce it out.
Yes,
because it's too fast for that.
Yeah,
you ain't going to be able to do it.
You don't want them going north and south, and that's why we got a guy like Godshaw. Okay, there's no space. He's occupying the
space. I'm going to take care of that. When we come back, Jay Cicero will join us, president and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the president and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, Jay Cicero. Jay, thanks so much for joining us. And, man, you got a big season ticket raffle that's fixing to go down real soon. So tell everybody how they can get involved and get them a ticket.
Well, Mike, Bobby, appreciate you having me on. This is an annual fundraiser that the Sports Foundation has in support of our operations to continue to bring major events to New Orleans and have the economic impact and the media exposure that only come with these events. It's a premier season ticket raffle. It's $100 per raffle ticket. You can buy as many as you want. People can go to gnosports.com/win. Purchase tickets today.
Jay, tell everybody, if you're the winner, what you get out of that, and there's some pretty nice prizes involved.
I'm going to try and do this all in one breath.
I know the feeling.
It's two season tickets for the home games for all the Saints regular season games, Pelicans regular season games, LSU Tigers football season regular season, LSU Tigers men's basketball, women's basketball, LSU Tigers gymnastics 25-26 season, LSU Tigers national championship baseball, Tulane Green Wave football, men's basketball, women's basketball, and baseball, the Zurich Classic, which is the best of the Zurich Classic pass, the All-State Sugar Bowl, the New Orleans Bowl, the UNO Privateers baseball, men's basketball, and women's basketball. I didn't do it all in one breath, but it's a lot of tickets, and it's a great prize. One person will win, be chosen this Sunday. Again, $100 per ticket to be able to be eligible to win.
So Jay, is this this not the first time you're doing that? I remember, I think we might have had you do this before.
Oh, yeah.
Is this like something that was highly successful and then that we have to continue or what?
It absolutely was. We started 4 or 5 years ago. I think we took a couple years off of COVID when there were no events happening, but it was very successful, and it peaked, obviously, last year when we included two Super Bowl tickets in the raffle. Of course, we're not hosting Super Bowl again this year, but we're very proud of this incredible amount of tickets and this grand prize package that has, again, two tickets for all home games and home events for those that we listed.
So Jay, do you have an off month? I mean, you know, like off season. I mean, do you have not? I know there's no off season because you're constantly going from one thing to the next. But do you have maybe a slow month where you're not hustling? Because I know you're always trying to get a championship series.
He's trying to set you up, Jay.
No, I want to know, like a Final Fours and all that. You always hustling? Okay.
Bobby, I'm only second hustling to you.
All right. So what can we look forward to, like a main event, like a major? Because the Super Bowl, how are you going to outdo that? I wish you'd be better. What we got coming up?
But Jay, that gymnastics deal, man, that got y'all a lot of press there, and I know it was really well covered.
Yeah, UFC 318 was a huge success here, and it was a hard sellout, which is always good for an outside promoter to come in and have a hard sellout. And Dana White and that whole crew with UFC did an incredible job with that. Of course, Dustin Poirier had a lot to do with that. But, you know, 65% of the ticket purchasers were from outside of the state of Louisiana. for that event. So that was a great event, a great way to dip our toe in the water with UFC and some of the other events that their parent company owns. You know, we're again talking to them again about WrestleMania, although it got shifted to back to Las Vegas again this coming year. We're talking to them about future events. They're starting boxing. UFC and TKO is starting boxing underneath their umbrella. And so we're hoping to have a number of different events with them, as well as working with the Sugar Bowl on a potential college football championship game coming back here. We're always talking to the NFL about bringing the Super Bowl back, talking to the NBA about all-star games and other events that are potential to come here. So we've created such strong relationships over the years by managing these events. It really helps us when they want to bring their events to New Orleans, and obviously we want as many to come here also.
You know, Jay, one of like events that I can remember in the Dome was like a Final Four. And, yeah. Boy, seeing Georgetown, North Carolina, and just being, you know, a part of that. God, if I can recall, okay, I'm trying to think of the year. I know I was still playing, so that's this is in the 90s, I want to say. And, you know, I was sitting by, and I thought this was kind of weird because it was, you know, it was great seats close to the court. I was sitting by Bill Murray and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So I was like, whoa.
Well, I know who's the second biggest guy there.
Yeah, and I was like, see. And then I never forget, like, Bill Murray, he's, like, watching the game. He's not, but, like, whatever team would, like, slam dunk, he would get up and, like, just give a big, like, whirl his arm in the air, like, whoa. Look. So it didn't matter what, it's like he wasn't cheering for a team, he was just cheering, like, for great plays or something. But yeah, I'll never forget that and experience that in
1993? Were you still playing in 93?
Yeah.
That was then that we hosted it. And I remember seeing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar come in at Gate A Ground there on Poydras Street prior to that event. And it was... that's the first time I'd ever seen him in person. He was a big, big man.
Yeah, that was – I was still in New Orleans almost heading to Atlanta, so I don't say that too loud.
Jay, you still catch flat foot.
Yeah.
The other guys that left, man, they don't hear nothing about it. Martin Anderson, yeah. You know, Jumpy, none of them.
Joe Horn, Ironhead.
None of them. But he does.
No, if I live, it could be 50 years later. Oh, hey, Bear, I can't believe you did that.
That just shows how much Bobby means to all of us. So that's a big deal.
Yeah, it was like the wayward son coming back home.
That's, you know, for sure.
Jay, one more time, tell them how they can get these tickets online, $100, and you can buy as many as you want, but exactly how or what website to go to.
GNOsports.com/win. That's GNOsports.com/win. $100 a ticket, purchase as many as you want. Two tickets to just about every event in the area, including LSU, Saints, Pelicans, all home games.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it, bud.
All right, Jay.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this news break.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.